It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. The old 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Now, who hasn't danced or at least heard about the waltz? However, one of the world's most popular formal ballroom dances wasn't always considered as such. Due to its close hold and quick rotations, the waltz was once nicknamed the Forbidden Dance. The waltz is the oldest of the current elegant ballroom dances. The first waltzes were danced in what is today Germany and Austria as far back as the 13th century. The style was immediately picked up by other nations, and each created its own form of the dance. The version we know today was born in the suburbs of Vienna and Austria's mountain regions. During the 17th century, it was played in ballrooms in the Habsburg court. By the end of the 18th century, this once Austrian peasant dance had been given full acceptance by the aristocratic class. Despite its popularity, the waltz was not completely accepted, and many dancing masters considered it to be a threat to their profession. Its basic steps could be learned very quickly, as opposed to other court dances like the minuet, which took a fair amount of time to learn and to master. Before the waltz, people danced around each other with little or no physical contact. As the waltz gained popularity, it was denounced on moral grounds because of its close-hold stance and fast-turning movements. Religious leaders regarded it as vulgar and sinful. In extreme instances, people were threatened with prison or death because of waltzing. Over time, established musicians began to recognize the quality and appeal of the waltz. Among them were Franz Schubert, Johann Strauss Sr., and later the best-known waltz composer of all, the so-called Waltz King, Johann Strauss Jr. The waltz became more and more popular, causing the court to build extravagant ballrooms to accommodate the craze. It established itself as a standard accompaniment for noble events in Vienna, and remains one of the most popular formal dance styles up to this very day. In 1812, reportedly on May 11th, the dance was introduced into England and caused a huge sensation. When Lord Byron first saw it, he found his lady friend clasped closely by a huge hussar-looking gentleman, turning round and round to a confounded seesaw up-and-down sort of turn, like two cockchafers spitted on the same bodkin. Well, around here we would say they looked like a pair of June bugs. By 1864, Strauss composed dance music exclusively and propelled the waltz genre to an amazing popularity for which he earned the title the Waltz King. 3 years later, the famous song On the Beautiful Blue Danube, most commonly known as the Blue Danube Waltz, was composed and is today recognized as the unofficial Austrian anthem. Although the waltz was considered the root of all evil during the 17th and 18th centuries, it has made its way to the elite and is now the most fashionable ballroom dance of all, and is certainly a must-do if you are visiting Vienna for New Year's or any other special occasion. So grab your partner close, pre-count the 1-2-3 that's already in your head, and waltz away. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 11th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.